if they are not good enough for the best version of yourself, why are you entertaining it right now? If the commitment is important enough to you, you have to set some boundaries, and you have to, like, you know, you can't put yourself in the environment, because trust me, it will trump your willpower. It will trump your willpower, and then you start making excuses. This episode is sponsored by Goddess Detox. And if you don't already know, Goddess Detox is a spiritual women's wellness company that creates self-love inspired products like the two vaginal washes we are featuring in today's episode. So the first is called Pussy Power, and it is their rose quartz infused vaginal wash. It is all natural, and it comes infused with rose quartz for the energy of love. And one of my favorite affirmations on this one is, my womb is magnetizing me being loved, supported, and unexpected blessings coming my way. Mm. And we also have the Wealthy Woman Vaginal Wash, which is infused with citrine crystals, which are known to help attract abundance, prosperity, and money. And a few of my favorite affirmations on this one is, prosperity looks good and feels good on me, and money loves being around me, and I love being around money. So if you are interested in getting one of these amazing sensitive skin approved vaginal washes, you can go to www.goddessdetox.com. I will leave the link in the description and the show notes below. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, I just have a few questions for you today, because everything and everyone in your life right now is not going to be able to go with you to that next level. And the longer you try to hold on to what you're supposed to release, it's going to delay your arrival there. I know this from experience, and I will talk about that in a second, but I'm sure you understand what I mean, because if we use the example of, like, dating and relationships, have you ever noticed that, like, especially us as women, like, you ever notice how you'll be with somebody and then it's like, you know, but then as soon as you leave them, it's like perseverance, prosperity, abundance, alignment, like everything just starts falling into place. It's because you had to shed that weight. We see that a lot. Some of you may even have that experience. You might even have that own experience for yourself. If you really think about it, I'm sure you can come up with a few examples in your life. But the longer you try to hold on to that dead weight, the longer you delay arriving at that, you know, desired place or having the things that you want to have. And that's going to look different for everybody, right? But let me give you an example in my own personal life with said topic of dating, you know, very vaguely, because, you know, don't be my business, but let me give you an example. So when I started getting, like, more clarity for, like, my vision of the type of life that I see for myself, etc., etc., and that was before I figured out what my purpose was or anything like that. So you don't necessarily have to know what your purpose is or anything, but I feel like a lot of us, whether or not you know what it is you want to do with your life, you have some idea of the type of life you want to have, right? The type of lifestyle, the things you want to have, the types of relationships you want to have in your life, all kinds. Like, you have an idea of what you want. The thing is, when you have the idea of that best version of yourself in your mind, because I had the idea of what that looked like for me, every now and then when I found myself out of alignment or doing something that I felt like that person wouldn't do, I just always felt very uncomfortable because I would start asking myself the question of, would the best version of myself date this person? Would they be with this person? Would they accept this? What do their relationships look like? And then I would compare it to what I was accepting, and then I would be like, so 1 + 1 is not, is the math is not mathing. The math is not mathing. And the thing is, that's a lot easier said than done, you know, because usually, at least in my experience, it's like I would have these epiphanies and these realizations when I was already like in too deep. And it's kind of like, okay, well, this is inconvenient, you know, like this is inconvenient. So I understand it's not easy, but I'm making this episode today because, you know, we need to have a reality check. We need to have a reality check. And it's something I'm constantly doing, and I'm inviting you to start doing it now so you don't drift further and further away from what it is that you are working towards. My main question for you in this episode today is, what and who is distracting you? And by distracting you, because they are distractions. When you give your time and energy to people, they will affect like what you focus on. They will have a certain level of influence over you. And if what they're influencing you to do and be is not in alignment with what you're working towards, then they're distracting you, right? You'll be drifting further and further away from what you're working on. That's what we're going to address in this episode today. What or who is distracting you from your goals? So let's start with who you might be dating, right? Who you're giving a significant amount of your time and energy and attention to. And the reason I say this is because that person, like, you've probably heard it a million times, just like I have, but people always say that your spouse is really going to determine like how far you go in life. And if you're listening to this podcast, you have some sense about yourself. Like, you have some sense about yourself. You may not be in the ideal position, but you are surrounding yourself with resources to help you elevate, right? Because that's essentially what this podcast is doing. So if you're listening, you have some sense about yourself. You're working towards something that's important to you. But I need to make sure that you are not distracting yourself with who you are giving a significant amount of your time and energy towards. So we need to address it. And to address it, I want to just ask you a few questions about the nature of your relationship. You don't have to answer because you can't answer me anyway. Unless you comment on YouTube, feel free. I want you to just think to yourself the answers to what I'm about to ask, and also just think about and reflect on certain areas that I'm going to mention to see if there's any changes or influences from the person you are dating. Number one, can you tell your dreams to this person? The dreams and the goals that you have, what you are ultimately working to achieve, right? Let's just start there. Let's start right off the bat. The big thing or things that you are working to achieve, do you feel like you can trust the person you are with to tell them what it is? Like, do you think your vision and your goals are safe with that person? Or do you think they would discourage you or try to make you think more realistically? Are y'all even on the same wavelength? Do they even have a vision for themselves? Do they even know what they are working towards? Like, before you even tell them your vision, do they even have one for themselves? The second thing is, how does your character change when you're around that person? Is it for the better or is it for the worse? Like, do you find yourself acting out of character or doing things that maybe in the moment or after the fact, you're like, did I really do that? Why did I do that? Based on then the type of environments they bring you in, etc., etc. Think about the character changes that you experience with this person or because of this person. And then last but not least, and there's clearly more, but I'm going to just stop here. When you think about your lifestyles being aligned, is the lifestyle of the best version of yourself aligned with the person you are dating right now? if you see yourself as a fitness guru, for example, like somebody who really just prioritizes their health and working out and eating and living clean and, you know, like all of this green stuff, if you see yourself as that type of person, how does the person you are dating right now compare to that? Like if the best version of yourself, that fitness guru, doesn't drink or do drugs or anything, does the person you are dating align with that? Is that something you feel like they can do? Like no shade to drinking or anything like that, but based on what you want, based on what you are working on specifically, does the person you are dating align with that? Because if you are spending a significant amount of your time with somebody who is well acquainted with drugs and alcohol, but you see yourself being some type of fitness influencer or just a healthy person in general, that goes against everything that you are working towards. So why are you with that person? If they are not good enough for the best version of yourself, why are you entertaining it right now? It's easy to say, you know, well, I'm not there yet. Even though, because that's the thing, you don't want to admit it. You're working towards it. You want it. But when you check yourself in areas like that and you see how your very actions in the present moment are going against what you are working towards, it's a very sobering reality check. And the thing is, you are not necessarily where you want to be just yet. You are where you need to be, but you aren't necessarily where you want to be just yet. So you know that you are going to get there. You have the faith and everything. So it's like, okay, well, yeah, I can change and I can do that. So it's easy to think, you know, let me give this person a chance because they can change and they can, you know, whatever. If I can change, they can change, right? And that's valid. That is valid. But that's still a risk. That's still a risk you have to be willing to take, because here's the thing, there's words and there's actions, right? If you look at yourself and you can see nothing but progress towards what you want, then you have to be able to say the same thing about the person you are with. You can't just say, okay, well, if I can change, they can change. Are they showing you that they can change? And the thing is, that person doesn't necessarily have to change for you. Like, they don't have to change for you. It could just be that y'all are together for the season, this current season in your life, and then, you know, y'all have to go your separate ways before both of y'all can do what y'all need to do next. But at the end of the day, when we talk about acting as if and believing for certain things, your actions need to be aligned with that. So you can't necessarily expect somebody to change for you. You have to date the type of person that aligns with the life you are trying to create for yourself. Because if who you are with now is not showing any signs of that, girl, listen, like, or they're not even like interested in going down that path, you can't sit around and be like, oh, well, I've invested too much in emotions and this, that, and the third. You're going to invest a lot more time and waste a lot more time if you do that. Maybe some people have done this and they, you know, they achieved better results. Like maybe that person did, you know, change for the better and all of that. But I will never preach the struggle gospel on this podcast. I will never preach that ride or die nonsense when people's actions are not aligning with their words. I will never preach it. I'm not saying you can't necessarily be there for somebody, but I'm saying the whole playing the sacrificial lamb in the process because of your feelings, I will never encourage it. And I know from experience, that it doesn't always work out, okay? So I really want you to think about if the lifestyle that you want to have aligns with the lifestyle of the person that you are dating, or if they have any intentions on creating the same type of life for themselves. Because I want you, after this episode, to always be asking yourself, would the best version of myself date this person?
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Would the best version of myself have this type of friends? Would the best version of myself do this? That's the easiest way to start, like, acting as if in the present moment. You have to start thinking from that mindset. And then also another thing that I never want you to do is underestimate the power of your environment. Your environment will always trump your willpower. And I've said this to you before in one of my previous episodes on your environment. Your environment will always trump your willpower. That's why me personally, I'll go around saying I'm vegan and pescatarian and all of this. And then as soon as I get around, like, some people who want to go somewhere and they have like a nice something on the menu that may have like chicken or steak. I don't even eat red meat, but I went to a nice steakhouse the other day and I was like, you know what, let me just see. You know why? Because it was right in front of me. And I know my weaknesses. I know my limitations. Food is a weakness of mine, okay? There have been many times I tried to be vegan and then I went to a seafood restaurant and that was it. And then I was like, you know what? Okay, I'll just be pescatarian. And then I went to my mom's house and she made like some beef stew that was just smelling delicious and I ate it. I ate it. Food is my weakness. If it looks good, I will eat it. I'm not the strongest when it comes to turning down food. If you want to go on a diet, live a healthy lifestyle, you can't, you know, you can't necessarily, you know, this is not necessarily like extremely, extremely blatantly, obviously toxic. But if you are trying to eat better and your friends keep wanting to go to like fast food restaurants, you have to draw the line. I'm not saying you have to get rid of your friends, but I'm saying, you know, if there's something y'all doing, you know, y'all going to end up at a fast food place afterwards, and you know your strength is not doing what it needs to, and you know you will eat it. If the commitment is important enough to you, you have to set some boundaries, and you have to, like, you know, you can't put yourself in the environment, because trust me, it will trump your willpower. It will trump your willpower, and then you start making excuses like me and say, well, you know what? I'm vegan in my house because I don't buy meat and stuff in my house. But when I leave, I do what I want outside. You know, I have a whole story. I have a whole story. It's because I am not very strong when it comes to turning down food, okay? But that's my business. But I'm just trying to give you an example. These things are distracting you. Today, I'm coming for the things that are not so blatantly, obviously an issue. Because many episodes ago, or, you know, in many of my episodes, I've talked about, you know, like really obvious toxic behavior and blah, blah, blah. You know, we've addressed the obvious, but I'm talking about the little things that are distracting you that you're overlooking because of how small it is. If you have friends, or if you are dating people, or if your family or whoever you are around is not living a lifestyle that is conducive to the one you are trying to live, or it's just blatantly against it in a bad way, you have to like set some boundaries. You have to put some boundaries in place. And with the dating thing, for example, like, I don't know what to tell you. I'm no dating guru. I'm not married. I can't give you relationship advice, but I can talk about things that haven't worked for me. And what I can tell you for sure is I have experienced being in situations where I was dating somebody and I was like, what I'm working towards, if I was the person today that I see in my head, I wouldn't be dating this person. And then it will always leave me shook and just feeling very chaotic. Because I'm already invested and it's like, well, how did we get to this point and what do we do about it? The answer is obvious, but the actual process of the distance and breaking things off is not always as easy as, you know, just saying it. But that's dating. Let's talk about friendships. Are your current friends doing things that, or inviting you to do certain activities that the best version of you would be doing? Are they inviting you to do things that no longer aligns with who you are? And are you just going because these have been your friends for years? You see what I mean? Like, it doesn't even have to be anything major. Now, for me personally, I told y'all a long time ago that me and hard liquor, like, it's a no for me now. I'll have a nice little cocktail or some wine, but like, the drinking and stuff, like most times I'm just like, I just don't really feel like it. I don't want to do it too much. It's just not necessarily who I am or what I want to do anymore. Because of that sudden shift in my mindset, now I can be around alcohol and I don't even care. I don't even feel tempted. If I want to, I will. But most times, like, I've been in situations where everybody was like taking shots and I just sat there. Because I didn't feel like drinking, so I didn't do it. But I have that level of self-control. If you know you don't have that level of self-control and you want to give up drinking, for example, you have to stop doing certain activities with your friends where you know there will be drinking involved. I'm not saying you necessarily have to cut off your friends, because I truly believe and understand that different people, different friends will serve different purposes. Some friends you may have to vent to and talk about goals and stuff like that. And some friends you just socialize with, you just go out with. But if you know that these activities are no longer serving you, whatever it is, it's not just drinking. It doesn't have to be drinking and drugs. It could be gossip. If you have friends that just keep inviting you to gossip and you don't want to gossip anymore because you understand the karma, and you don't want to be a part of that misery loves company type of thing, you have to put some distance between you and these friends. I'm not saying cut anybody off. I will leave that up to your discretion. But you have to put some discipline, because these things are distracting you. Everything you do, every time you go out with somebody on a date, or when you have people of any type of relationship, friends, family, whatever, when they're inviting you to do things, I want you to really consider, and I want you to really ask yourself this question all the time now. From this moment on, I want you to always ask yourself this question. Would the best version of me be doing this? What would the best version of me do in this situation? Would the best version of me date this person? Would the best version of me have these type of friends? Depending on your situation, it might seem very drastic, because maybe you are somebody who was doing, you were living one type of life and now you want to make like a complete change. So I know that's not easy. And I know that if you were stuck in one way for so long, everything around you reflected that and encourages that. And it's going to be difficult to switch up your environment and adopt that mindset to like get to where you are trying to be. But it's necessary. It's necessary. And before you even think, oh, well, what if they think, you know, I switch up? What if you never reach your goals? What if you never attain the things you are working for because you're so concerned about what other people are thinking of you? And the crazy thing is, sometimes it's not even always what other people think of you or what other people say about you. It's what you think they will think or what you think they will say. We don't even give people a chance to criticize us sometimes. Like, we do all the work ourselves. As somebody who is an overthinker myself, I'm telling you, sometimes it's like, you don't even give the situation an opportunity to happen. You just overthink it. You create the scenario and then you make a decision based on a chain of events that never happened. But either way, you getting to manifest the life that you want is more important than what people will think about you. And if you think about it, for me personally, I'm somebody who's like very much always stuck in my head, always thinking about myself, not in a vain way, but I just always like relate things back to me because I'm human. That's what we do. If you think about how much you always think about yourself in situations, you would realize that nobody's thinking about other people. You could walk into a room and be thinking, is my hair okay, whatever, and the next person next to you probably farted and they're like, oh my god, I hope nobody smells that. You don't even smell it because you're so concerned about your hair. Like, people are more concerned with themselves more than they are of you. And even if they say something, like, your goals are more important. It's not worth struggling and being miserable just to hope that people will not criticize you or not say anything about you. And I am speaking from experience. If you are not new here, in many of my previous episodes, I have told you that I pretty much lived my life for others. And I was pretty much living based on what I thought other people expected of me and really trying not to rock the boat in any way until it made me completely miserable. And I just started rebelling out of nowhere. And I was just like, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks about me. I don't care. Because I am doing what I truly love, what makes me happy. And that's all that matters. A lot of people will never get to that point because they are too concerned with what other people think about them. And if you're listening to this podcast, I am doing my best to convince you that from someone who has been there, it is not worth it. It is absolutely not worth it. Imagine waking up a year from now and being exactly where you are, doing the exact same thing. You wouldn't feel too good now, would you? And the crazy thing is, people will say whatever they want about you regardless. Regardless of whether or not you go after what you want or where you whether you stay complacent, people will say something about you regardless. So wouldn't you rather be more satisfied in the process? Wouldn't you rather have what you want and let miserable people be miserable? You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth it. It's easier said than done, but hopefully, and this is going to sound kind of harsh, but if you are struggling with managing what people will think about you because you're thinking about switching up and doing things differently in your life, but the thought of people criticizing you or having opinions of what you're doing just has you in a chokehold. I say this with the best intentions, but I hope you get to a point in your life where you feel absolutely fed up and miserable with your situation. Because once you get to that point and experience that type of pain, you will come to the realization, like, something will just click inside your mind and it's going to be like, F it. I cannot stay like this. So forget what anybody thinks about me. I'm going to do what makes me happy. I'm going to go after what I want, living my life in a way that's safe to try to avoid criticism is making me miserable. That's the point I got to. And while I wouldn't necessarily wish it on anybody with like bad intentions, I'm telling you, if you are like me, like I was, then either you will get to that point and you'll never change and you'll just be miserable and settle, or something will click and you will finally go after what you want and not worry about what people think about you. So that's really what I wanted to tell you today. I want you to really address the distractions in your life. I want you to think about if what you are doing right now, if the best version of yourself would be doing it. Think about the things and the people that are distracting you, because that's what they are doing. They are distracting you and they are making you drift out of alignment with what you want. You don't have to know your purpose, but if you have an idea of the type of life that you want to live, when you are not living in alignment with that, you will feel chaos. You will feel dissonance. You will feel unhappy. You will feel misery. You will feel anything but good, because you have an idea of what you want and you are seeing that where you are today or what you have right now does not align with that. Don't overlook these small things in your relationships and think, oh, it's just fun for now. Oh, it's just, you know, it doesn't matter. It's not that big of a deal, because like nothing is life threatening or anything like blatantly toxic or serious. Don't ignore these little things. Your friends and some of the people you date are distracting you. They are distracting you because what they are encouraging you to do is out of alignment with the type of life that you want to have. So from this moment on, I want you to always ask yourself, what would the best version of me do in this situation? That is all I have for you this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.